This program was recorded at InterVarsity's Following Christ Conference, held in Chicago, December 27th through 31st, 2008.
About the organization that he represents, the Christian Education Association, and he's been nice enough to move up his short talk about that organization. So at this point, I'd like to let him introduce himself and tell us a little bit about the CEA.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll just take a minute just to kind of enlighten you as to what we are about as a Christian Educators Association, which is a professional association for Christian teachers, primarily public schools, but also private schools. Most Christian private schools obviously have their own professional association or are involved with various schools. So we are really connected to the teacher and not the school. So we are a membership organization. We've been around since 1953. We're 55 years old and very much a hidden secret. We operate, you know, kind of undercover because, you know, Christians in public schools sometimes are considered to be, maybe that's an oxymoron, maybe not. But so that's who we are, and we do what we do. I'll put it this way. Vision statement is this. We want to demonstrate God's love, God's truth to the school community as teachers and as educators. And so as an organization, our commitment is to encourage, empower, and equip the Christian teacher who wants to serve Christ, to be Christ-like in a classroom, because that's really what we're about. That's our focus. How do we help one another to be Christ-like? Because oftentimes, in my experience, since 1963, being involved in public schools in one form or another, we feel alone as Christians. We feel we're isolated and we can't be Christian because the system works differently and we only own a secular point of view. Well, I'm glad to report that even if you went and used No Child Left Behind Act, how many of you know what I'm speaking of? I knew you'd all kind of chuckle because you are well aware of it, but you're not. How many of you know what Section 9524 has to say? I'm amazed.
What's the matter?
That's right. What's the matter with you people? Well, if you're a Christian and you don't know what Section 9524 says, you just lost some power. You know, God's given us power. I heard that last night. You know, a spirit of power. Well, that spirit is actually exemplified, if you will, in what's in No Child Left Behind. I'll tell you how to find it. I'm going to do a pitch for tonight. If they allow, I'm going to do a little meeting on what are your legal rights, what are your opportunities, how do you use your state standards, how do you use the information that we already have in relationship to the legal rights that we have and the ethical rights that we really have as well in public school settings. So that's partly what we do. We also deal with how many of you, I want to use another term, how many of you work in a state that's forced union state? How many of you know what I'm talking about? I do. I'm in California. That's a forced union state. Nobody is forced to join a union if you don't want to. Some of us as Christians look at that issue differently, and we may want to know what's my legal rights. We deal with that kind of an issue to help you understand what you can do if you want to do. It's choice. Because God's a lot about choice, making choices for how we serve one another and how we serve the Lord. So those are some of the issues that we deal with. Now, how do we do some of the things as a professional association? We do a magazine, because most professional associations do that, and we're looking for writers, actually. And I know that some of you in here could do some writing as an author for some of the subjects. Now, this one just happens to say teaching, reading, and writing. So some people in here might have some expertise in reading that would be good to, you know, talk about to teachers who are in K-12 or have. We do this, we do a magazine, we do a written, what I want to call it, newsletter regularly. And we do e-newsletters as well once a month. We do daily devotionals written by teachers, for teachers. If you want to begin a prayer group on your campus, we help provide you materials for doing that, give you assistance. If you want to develop a network in your district or in your building of Christians who are there, because they're there, and a little statement that I think you'll find, we're better together in that building or in that district when we connect with one another. Because God works through us working together in very positive ways. And so that's what we are about as an organization. We do a lot more than that, but are you ready back there?
Yeah.
If you want to visit with me personally, I have a booth. Take an opportunity to come out and visit with me. I can mail you materials, but I want to give you one little hint. Go to ed.gov, ed.gov, and write in the search mode, constitutionally protected prayer. It's going to take you to a place where in 2003, in the No Child Left Behind Act, you're going to find this little section 9524. It's very important for you. Because every school, every public school in America must deal with this yearly. And it opens doors significantly, which most teachers have no clue is there. No clue. And your standards are extremely important. We do one other thing. The Christian Legal Society has written a book called Teachers and Religion in Public Schools. We publish it. We make it available. Some universities, mostly Christian, are using this document. 43 questions teachers ask usually about where are the lines drawn? It's documented here. By Christian Legal Society. Thank you for the opportunity to share.
And please do stop by the booth, the CEA booth. That's one of the two booths. There's also a Teach for America.
Yes.
Something that has something to do with education here at the conference. The booths are behind the books in the bookstore area.
Well hidden.
Yeah, they are a little